This I Believe. Viscountess Rhonda is the founder and editor of the British weekly journal Time and Tide. Her wide knowledge of politics and psychology stem from her activities with the Women's Social and Political Union in their fight for suffrage. She took part in street corner meetings and demonstrations and was at one time imprisoned for her activities. In 1915, she was a passenger on the Lusitania when it was torpedoed and was in the sea for 2.5 hours before being rescued. Since succeeding her father in the peerage, she has carried on a fight, unsuccessful so far, to secure admission for women to the House of Lords. Here now is Lady Rhonda.
I am an incurably political animal. I have been thinking and writing about politics, national and international politics, all my life. And the reason I find it so fascinating is, I think, because, above all, I believe in freedom. As much freedom as is possible, always, and for all men. But why do I believe so passionately in freedom? I asked myself that the other day, and the answer took me a long way afield. A great man said once that all human differences are, in fact, ultimately religious ones. He did not, of course, mean that men never differ on anything but religion, but that every deeply held belief, and therefore every deep division between men, stems ultimately from their views as to the meaning and purpose of life. When I was young, the fashionable belief, at least amongst the intelligentsia, was that the world we see around us and the brains wherewith we apprehend and try to study it all came into being as the result of some series of gigantic accidents, in consequence of what both Cicero and Lord Palmerston called the fortuitous concurrence of atoms, and further, that there was nothing in the whole universe beyond what we ourselves, with our five senses, could touch, taste, or handle. I considered this view carefully, though doubtfully, for a long while, but I found myself finally quite unable to swallow it. In itself, to accept such an explanation asked for so gigantic an act of faith that my credulity was altogether insufficient. But there was an even greater difficulty than that. Few people, save the completely superficial, can live for long in this world without becoming conscious that, in the words of Professor Gilbert Murray, a great mystery surrounds us in which the human mind can at best catch glimpses and explain itself in metaphors. All the great religions of the world have been based on the consciousness of this mystery and provide methods for getting into some sort of touch with it. The fashionable view in the 19th century left this consciousness completely out of account. There were, the pundits were then assured, no more things in heaven and earth than were dreamt of in their philosophy. So I rejected what appeared to me to be an attempt to give an explanation which at best seemed to cover less than half the known facts, and turned back to the Christian faith. Today, that is the religion which I try to practice, and I know now why I believe so deeply in freedom. The world today, surely, is divided everywhere between those who believe in the great 19th century heresy that the life of the individual begins with birth and ends with the grave, and that each man may therefore be justifiably treated as only a unit in society, and those who believe that every individual is a living soul and a child of God, whose destiny did not begin and whose significance does not end with his life on this planet, and who must himself be given the responsibility of freedom.
That was Lady Rhonda, the editor of the British journal Time and Tide, who is a governor of the London School of Economics and president of the University College of South Wales and Monmouthshire.